Well, hi, this is Brett McFall, and I have a very special guest on the line with me right now, all the way from beautiful Singapore. His name is Ewan Cha. Now, there's a few reasons why we have Ewan along. A, he's speaking at World Internet Summit Australia, and when Ewan speaks, you can see the room just fill up. I mean, there might usually maybe some other speakers, maybe some attendees are outside having a bit of a brain break. When Ewan speaks, the whole room packs out, and you're going to discover why in just a moment. But Ewan really is a trendsetter. He's a groundbreaker. This is the guy that mostly everybody out there, when they're talking about affiliate programs especially, this is the guy that everybody else looks up to, and they watch what he does. Now, that doesn't happen by accident. You have to be damn good at what you do in order to have other expert internet marketers watching your every move. Please welcome Ewan Cha from Singapore. Hey there, Ewan.
Hi, Brett. Thank you. And I'm so happy to be on a call. And I want to say hi to all the listeners listening in right now. And, you know, before I begin, just want to wish you all to have a great, pleasant day.
Very nice. Ewan, let me ask you this. Why should we even listen to you? What are you good at? What is the purpose of someone listening to this call over the coming minutes?
Well, as Brett, you said earlier, you know, when it comes to the internet business and when it comes to me running an internet business, well, I do know a lot of things, and that came from years of experience and in the trenches trying out things and things that are proven to work. And I think one of my abilities is to be able to come up with simple yet innovative marketing concepts and money-making strategies that anyone can apply. And I tend to keep these strategies very easy to understand for the average person. So even if you are just beginning an internet business or if you have the desire to start one, I'm sure the content that you will get from this call, and I'm talking about content, this is not a sales pitch, right? You get pure content. The content will be able to put you in a good position to start your business on the right path.
Okay, sounds good, and I know you are all that and so much more. So you say that you're very good at simple strategies. Well, let's just make this simple right now. Let's assume our listener right now has maybe heard about the internet, maybe they've even started or tried to start a business online. How can you help them right now, Ewan? What should they be doing that... Let's take some knowledge out of your brain and dump it on them and say, this is what you should be doing according to Ewan Cha.
All right. That's a great question, by the way, and I'm sure it is something that everyone who's listening in, be it, you know, you're just beginning a business or you already started one, you know, I'm going to share with you some tips that are going to put you on the right path to profits. And in my opinion, before we even start a business, we have to be very sure of what we want to achieve from that business. And, you know, this is something that many people miss out on. Perhaps it's due to the excitement or it's due to lack of information, but it is very important for us to know precisely what we want and what kind of results we want to achieve. As they say, you know, the journey leads to a end result, and we should always focus on that end result. Let me put this in perspective towards the internet business. You know, the internet business is really just like any other business. It is a business, and in order to do and build up a business, you've got to run it properly according to a set of steps and systems. And when we begin the internet business, we do not just jump in and, you know, write on the latest trends, or, you know, people are talking about AdSense these days, so you do an AdSense business. How about an eBay business? You know, you've got to be pretty sure yourself what is comfortable for you and what kind of person you are. For example, if you are someone who is pretty friendly and you like to, you know, talk to people, you could even start a service-based business on the internet whereby, you know, you could give advice to people, right? And you could get paid for your time. For example, a website like keen.com, I'm talking about K-E-E-N.com, is a place where, you know, you could offer your expert advice, or you do not even need to be an expert. For example, if you know something about something and people are willing to learn from you, you could get paid for your time just by talking to people. So that's a scenario whereby, you know, you fit the business model according to your personality and not according to the latest trends. This is because when we do something that we are comfortable with, something that we love, most of the time, you know, we are able to build up that business into a lot of money, right? A real money-making business, as opposed to, you know, trying out something that you do not really want to do. I think this is pretty obvious, but many people miss this fact. And, you know, that's the first thing. You know, decide first, what's a passion?
Can I stop you there, Ian? Can I stop you there, Ewan? Here's the thing.
Sure.
Because that's really, really interesting because, you know, you're a multimillionaire because of the internet. And here's, you know, here's the first thing you're saying to people, and it has nothing to do with knowing anything about the internet. What you're really talking about is making sure that you plan your business from the very start based around what you are like as a person. If you're a quiet person, if you're a loud person, if you're a very social person, to be able to build a business that is flexible to you, but obviously something which is a long term, right? You probably are really saying, let's think about this long term, because when you stick with it, when you love something, that is when you're truly going to be successful on the internet.
Exactly. The thing about the internet business is, you know, people got to understand that this business, although it is on the internet, it is still a pretty straightforward and simple business to run. As long as you know the system that is involved and how to do it, you know, you could duplicate and replicate that business as many times as you want. But as I've mentioned, your primary business, the one that makes you the most money, should always be based around your passion. Mm. And you could turn that passion into profits if you do it correctly.
Yeah, totally agree. Fantastic advice. Now, here's the thing. You are an expert with affiliates. Now, affiliates are simply people who sell your product for you. You create the product, but they sell the product for you based on a commission. That's all they're like commission-only salespeople. Now, you have managed to become known as the world expert on affiliates. Why is it so good, and why are you the expert at it?
Thank you, Brett, first of all, for the compliments. And, my take on affiliate marketing, and for the benefit of the listeners who do not know what affiliate marketing is, it is simply a business model whereby you earn a commission or a referral-based incentive for promoting a merchant's products or services. So, for instance, you could promote a DVD player on the internet, join an affiliate program. You do not need to create the DVD player, but you could get paid when someone buys the DVD players from you. And in order to do affiliate marketing, well, we've got to first know and understand the whole purpose of the internet. The internet is used primarily for information. It is an information-based medium, meaning people go online to look for information. This could be information relating to where to find the latest ringtones, where to find information to learn how to play golf, for instance. It could be on anything. So if we understand that the internet is made for information, our role as a marketer, as a business owner, is to provide information to people. I hope this makes sense, all right? You provide information to people because people want the information. And when you provide information to people as a online business owner or as an affiliate marketer, what you're going to do in that process is to make sure that you provide value as well. So this is an information-based business whereby value is transacted and you get paid for the value that you give. Let me give you a very simple scenario. Suppose you go online and you go to Google and you're looking for information relating to how to learn golf and to learn how to play golf. So you go to Google, you look for the information, and you chance upon a website that provides you with more details and, you know, content relating to golf and how you could pick up golf easily. And on that web page, this is a web page, a simple web page. apart from sharing that content with you, the owner of the webpage invites you to subscribe to his e-newsletter to find out more information, to get more content. And also in the process, he or she recommends a good, great course on golf for the beginners. And so in this process, pretend you are the website owner. And what you're actually doing here is you're the middle person. You're connecting the people looking for information to the merchant that is able to provide a solution to that information people are searching for. So you are the middle person, and all you do as a good affiliate marketer is you pre-sell by providing relevant content, and you recommend a targeted product that solves people's problems. And this is very easily done, and you do not need to be a techie to do this.
That's
as
really
long
exciting.
As you are able to provide. Yeah, you do not need to be a techie.
That's brilliant. Okay, that's really exciting. Here's what I think you just said there. Instead of just being, you can be an affiliate of the golf product, but what you said was provide some content to be the middleman and then promote the golf product. And that's really, really exciting. And as a copywriter, I know the value of that, because by being just more than someone who recommends another product, you're building the credibility in your words. So when you do advise your new subscriber to actually do something, then they obviously respect your words much more because you've given them good content. Now, I also know too, Ewan, that what people can do is to provide that content. Let's say you know nothing about golf. There are sites you can go to where you can pick up articles that would be articles about golf that you can then pass on to your new subscriber, which gives them really good content, which is what you said they should do. And then after that, in a series of emails, that's when they could start to promote that golf product or whatever the product is, true?
Exactly. And that's a great idea. And here's another idea that you guys who are listening in can take with you and try out. You know, apart from providing information, we all know that information can be processed by words in text, can be processed through audio or processed through video. So sometimes what we want to do in the process of giving information is to provide entertainment as well, because everyone likes to be entertained. So going back to the scenario whereby we have that web page, another model that you could use is, apart from providing content, what you could do is to go to YouTube, right? Select a funny video, right? For example, I just did that the other day. You know, go to YouTube, type in funny golf video, and, you know, you could paste that video onto your webpage. And when someone comes to your webpage, you know, it's a funny golf video, you could have a headline that says something like, you know, who else do not want to play golf like this, right? Something like that. All right? I'm not copyrighted, but you know, that's the idea. Yeah, you provide entertainment, and you know, it's kind of in jest, it's a joke, you know, because you have a funny golf video of people making mistakes in playing golf. Like, for example, they swing the club and it flew off or something. And when your visitors watch the video, they're going to get entertained and they're going to laugh. And when people laugh, their defenses naturally break down. And below the video, you could have a simple form for them to fill in where you could say, you know, fill in your name and email below if you want to get more golf videos like this, or if you want to find more information about golf. And this is where, you know, you are able to, again, build a mailing list to contact and follow up with your visitors again and again and again. And in the process, recommend the affiliate programs that you are promoting. But let's look at the big picture, what's happening here, right? When someone comes to your webpage in this scenario, they get information, they get content, they want more, and in the process, you are actually building a good relationship with your visitors upfront because, you know, you're making them happy. And it helps if you have your photo and your name on that webpage as well, because that's the first step in building a relationship. You need to let people know who you are, and they need to know that you're a real guy. And that is an initial step for you to start building a good relationship with the people who get onto your database.
Yeah, brilliant. I love it.
That's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, that's a top idea. Really fantastic idea. The whole YouTube thing gives you just unlimited content. Now, if at home you're wondering, how do I do that? Well, Obviously, there's some steps involved there. YouTube makes it very easy to put videos on your own web page. Please go there and check it out when you've got time. But what so what we've covered here, Ewan, is that you've said, okay, you can sell other people's products, so the product's taken care of. You can get content from somewhere else, so the content's taken care of. All we need now is traffic. What do you say to someone who is beginning and don't have a database, or anyone, or at least a very big database at that? What can you recommend to them in order to get traffic and start getting people on their database?
Okay, there are many ways to get traffic. And when it comes to traffic generation, again, we got to understand the big picture. To me, I may be wrong, but you know, my take on traffic is there are three main categories to generating traffic. It could be paid traffic, where you pay for the traffic. It could be free traffic, where you attract traffic. Or one of my favorite methods would be to steal traffic from people. And this is a process whereby you do joint ventures. And many marketers, many people, they think that as an affiliate marketer, it's very difficult for you to do a joint venture because you don't have your own products. But here's a very simple strategy that you can implement right away and get traffic. First of all, again, because the internet is about information, what you could do is to provide and create a short report, anything from, you know, 5 to 10 pages, right? Short report that provides good quality content. And actually, you do not even need to write the content. If you want to know how, you know, you've got to come and see it for yourself at the World Internet Summit, where I'll share this method with you. Because we don't have the time here, but, you know, I could give you the general idea, right? So you create a report, right? And in this report, what you need to do is to promote an affiliate program that has a two-tier structure, meaning you join a program and you're able to recruit other webmasters as your sub-affiliates. So what happens here is, in this scenario, you don't actually have to sell anything because you are able to make commissions from the efforts of your sub-affiliates. So they sell, they do the selling, you make the second-tier commissions. So you find that program, and what you do is you put in your second-tier affiliate link within the report, and you distribute it throughout the report. So anyone who reads the report cannot miss that link. So, and on top of this affiliate program, you should only choose one affiliate program, by the way, to be focused. You want to also have a link at the first page that drives people to your own website. So you have this report, and what you're going to do is you're going to go to Google, right? Type in your market's main keywords and try to contact the first 20 to 30 webmasters that are found in Google and offer them this report for free as content to give to their visitors. And what you want to do is to invite them to join the affiliate program under your second tier so that they could make money as well. So this provides two incentives for them, right? First, they provide value to the visitors. Second, they're able to make money, which is a no-brainer, a win-win. So if you're able to find, for example, you know, even one web owner, right, who has a good search engine ranking, has a big list, and they give the report away, that's going to earn you secondary commissions, and that's going to earn you traffic back to your web page because your link is in the report. So this is a really effective but simple and easy to apply strategy.
Yeah, I've actually never heard anybody talk about that strategy ever before, Ewan. Well done. That's really appreciated. And that suddenly puts, if you're a beginner, it suddenly puts the ball in your court to be able to do joint ventures with other people who already have lists. So if you don't have a list of customers, you can find people who do, and they still profit and you still profit. That's amazing using a two-tier program. And I've been around two-tier programs for a good 7 to 8 years, Ewan, and even I didn't think of that idea. So well done on that. Fabulous work.
Well, you're just being humble, Brett.
Well, listen, you obviously have a wealth of information. What could someone expect to learn from you if they came to World Internet Summit Australia just a short time from now?
Well, let's not talk about if, you know, you have to come, right? If you're listening, you have to come because, you know, when you come to the World Internet Summit, you're going to be exposed to a whole new world, right? A world whereby you're able to have the power to control your own life and the power to achieve financial freedom using the internet. And I'm not the only speaker there. It's going to be Brad, you know, Tom, and a lot of other reputable speakers who are going to teach you about how you could start your own internet business and on the right track. And if you already have an existing internet business, how to take that to the next level. And so you have to come. That's the first thing. Secondly, I'll be there, and I'll be showing you in my simple-to-understand format and methods, you know, how you could easily make real internet income. I'm talking about real income that you can bank in and money that you could spend. And, you know, many a times, some of you may have gone to many seminars before and you get disappointed because you don't really get results. That's not going to happen with the World Internet Summit and with my presentation, because I'm focused on helping you to achieve real income and to bring your business to a next level if you're an existing business owner. And I'm going to talk about the 3 P's of making money online. You know, in marketing, we have the 5 P's of people, price, place, product, and promotion, right? I have my own 3 P's, and this is a 3-step simple system to generate massive income online within 24 hours or less. So if you want to find out what this is about, come to the World Internet Summit. I'll be looking out for you.
Yeah, brilliant, and I've actually seen you present so many times, you and I'm always in the room to see what you're talking about, because you are a true wealth of information, one of the absolute true internet marketers of the world, and there's no question why anybody looks up to you. You simply are at the top of your game, and it's going to be fantastic to see you. And folks, if you're listening to this right now, here's the deal. That's just 20 minutes with Ewan. Can you imagine being with him for the whole weekend? That's the opportunity that you have when you come to World Internet Summit. Ewan and all the other speakers, but Ewan especially has this amazing wealth of knowledge. There is nothing that this guy cannot answer. So here's the deal. I don't know whether you've checked it out yet, but there is a special way that you can come to World Internet Summit for 4 days, spend the whole weekend with us as we teach you these strategies and so much more for just $97. I mean, for less than $100, you could change your future forever. This is why we get so many repeats.
That's a crazy deal, Brad.
It is
Brad,
crazy.
Are you sure you're going to offer this?
Well, here's the deal. We know what value we offer, Ewan, but until someone comes along, they don't respect it. They don't know exactly what we're talking about. So what Tom and I have done, we've worked out our mathematics with our venue and all our marketing costs so that people can now come along. If they use this special little technique on our webpage, it's all explained there, they can come along and experience it without having to worry about how much they've spent. And only then, once they're in the room, will they be blown away with what they can do with their future. And that's why we're so excited about it, Ewan.
All right, great. So, guys, you've heard what Brad said and the special deal that he's offering you. And I'm shocked because, you know, this is the first time I've heard of such a crazy deal. And, you know, Brad and Tom are actually putting their wallets on the line for you, because I don't think they make money with this.
No, we don't. So this is really an offer to be able to get some people in there who perhaps have been sitting on the fence before and think, okay, I've heard about this. I think I like what I hear. Well, now's the time to take action. And that's why I want to introduce you to the speakers like Ewan in these interviews, so you can see the real deal of the experts that are coming to Australia. Ewan, it's been great to talk to you. We shall see you in Sydney, Australia, very soon from now.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, guys, for listening in. This is Ewan, and I'll see you at the World Internet Summit.